From the studios of the 24-hour talk radio capital of West Louisiana and East Texas, all information, all talk, KWLA. This is Open Line, live on KWLA Anacoco, KWLV Manny, KVCL Winfield, KBDV Leesville, KTHP Hemphill, KZBL Natchitoches, and worldwide at KWLA1031.com or on the KWLA mobile app. The views on this program do not reflect the views of any of the stations in this broadcast or any of the advertisers. The views are expressly those of the people expressing those views. If you choose to comment on the program, guest, or contents of the program, email kwla at bdcradio.com. Now, live from the KWLA studios, Ted Dumas. Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's program.
Hey, top of the morning. I want to catch a couple of movies. Got two great ones at Parkway Cinema, Companion, rated R, and Dogman, rated PG. Other great movies, too. Go to katieannacinema.com and click on the Parkway Cinema. The best top Cajun market is on Toledo Bend at 12442 Texas Highway. You can call them at 318-719-7454. They now have the Gambino Great Cakes for Mardi Gras. That's right. Just in time for you. They got them shipped in. They're ready to take care of you. I want to remind you, Northwestern State University will be at home tonight in a conference game. Try to make it out. Game time's at 6:30. And Louisiana Tech will be on BDC Radio coming up Thursday after a great game Saturday. And we'll be giving away free tickets to Louisiana Tech during the week. Catch the game. We'll be broadcasting live from Liberty. They'll be playing FIU. Tomorrow, it is State Representative Chuck Owens. On Thursday, Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser. Today, it is the president of Northwestern University, Judge Genovese. Judge, good morning to you.
Good morning, Ted. How are you this morning?
Comfortable. I bet you found it cold in Washington, D.C. for Mardi Gras.
Man, every time I go to that city, it's like that. I need to continue to stay away from it. But wow, what a whirlwind trip. My wife, Martha, and I went up to Washington, and it's sort of an annual thing. They call it a Mardi Gras, but really our purpose up there is not Mardi Gras. Our purpose up there is to meet with Senator Kennedy, Senator Cassidy, Representative Cleo Fields, who's now the representative for Natchitoches and Northwestern State University, and we were able to accomplish every bit of that. We walked all over Washington, and it was only, well, one time it was 9 degrees, the other time it was like 12 degrees, and it was like duck hunting again back in Holly Beach.
Well, Bill Castor was with me last week, and he was telling me that the week before the inauguration, he was telling me that he had 820, I think, requests for tickets to the inauguration. And I said, how many of those actually get seats? He said, only 40 had seats. That's just a request he got. And he said, you answered. And I said, you know, Doc, out of all common sense, they broadcast that on TV, and it's 72 degrees in my house. It was cold up there, but it normally is that time of the year. Hey, you got back in time for a baseball auction?
Man, that was a heck of a night. Matter of fact, I flew back a day. My wife and I flew back a day early because I was not going to miss the dedication and retirement of David Fry, who's our home Northwestern guy, number one on the baseball team. And if you're a baseball aficionado, and I do enjoy watching baseball, David Fry, who played at Northwestern, was selected for the All-Star team. If you saw the playoffs, he hit walk-off home runs. I mean, wow, it was just great. So we had a heck of an event. I think there were well over 500 people there at the event. There was in conjunction with a live auction, all the baseball players from Northwestern were there. His three coaches that he had were there. And everybody spoke so highly of him. He and his wife, by the way, his wife's from Armstead, Louisiana, and it took a while for me to figure that out, but that's pretty close to Coushatta, and his wife and little daughter were there, and he's just a class act, and it was such a fine deal. A lot of money was raised for our baseball team, and Ben, I'm excited for baseball to kick up because it's kicking up within the next week or so.
Let me ask you a completely off the grid. Judge Cole came by to see me a couple of times in the last 6 months, and if I remember correctly, he was unopposed to take your seat on the Supreme Court. And Judge Cole's a very conservative person. Is that Supreme Court now, would you consider it a very conservative Supreme Court or not?
Absolutely. It leans toward conservatism, and certainly that's not all bad. I was so pleased to work with Cade Cole and work toward his election after, of course, I was no longer on the Supreme Court, because you're not allowed to do that if you're on the court. But Cade is someone who's well-balanced, who's got a good head on his shoulders. He's a young man. He is exceptionally bright, and he's going to serve us well, and he's going to bring balance to that court. So I'm really excited about that. I spoke with him at 4:15, because the end of qualifying was at 4:30, and he was on pins and needles. And I said, "Man, you're okay. You're fine." He had raised significant funding and had talked to a lot of people, and you yourself included. And he's a hustler, and he's going to do a great job for us on the Supreme Court. I'm exceptionally pleased that he will be there.
He told me he was a tax judge. I didn't realize there was such a thing. What does a tax judge do?
Oh, yes. When you owe taxes, you'll find out. When you owe big taxes, you'll find out. These big companies, especially the oil and gas companies, you see, he grew up in the DeQuincy area in Calcasieu Parish, he was an attorney there. So they have a lot of cases that come up with taxation. And the taxation cases that now Justice-elect Cade Cole will handle, those cases involve millions and millions of dollars in taxes and revenue for governments. And it's very, very important, and it's also exceptionally complicated. The tax code is exceptionally complicated, and I'm not talking about income tax. I'm talking about taxes on business and revenue from business, and he had been doing that and doing it very, very well. It takes a special person to handle that, so he'll be able to just go right into looking at cases and handling writs of review from lower courts. He'll do a great job in that. I'm very pleased with him.
Is this a fair assessment? A conservative court system follows the law. A liberal court system interprets new law. Am I being unfair?
No, that's not exactly right, Ted. let me just explain this, especially for the audience. You have cases. You have statutes that are on record. These statutes are liberally construed. For example, if you want to file a lawsuit against somebody, and the law favors a person having a right to pursue the redress of grievances through the court. So you see, that's a liberally interpreted statute. Okay, so justices or judges who handle these cases, when they have liberal statutes, they have to interpret them liberally, okay? On the other hand, you have conservative statutes, and these conservative statutes are very strictly construed, okay? Like for example, prescription and other matters that the law looks at it very, very conservatively, because it's a strict interpretation. So if you have a case that involves statutes that are to be construed conservatively or strictly, then that's conservative, or considered a conservative justice. So you can have a liberal justice rendering a decision on a conservative matter, and you say, "Well, golly, I thought he was liberal, but look, he's conservative." And then you can have a conservative judge, and you see that in the United States Supreme Court on occasion as well. You can have a conservative judge because the law requires or dictates that the case should be liberally construed, that conservative judge will have to decide the case in a liberal manner. So sometimes judges and justices just can't win because you try to label them, and they have to follow the law. They take an oath to do so. And in following the law, if the law says it has to be liberally construed, then it's liberally construed. If the law said it has to be conservatively construed, then it has to be conservatively construed. You can't just inject your own personal feelings. You have to follow the law.
The president of Northwestern University is our guest this morning. When we come back, we'll talk about the Board of Regents meeting, talking a lot about athletics. It's all coming up. Don't go away. Broadline Services, they're across from Sabine Retirement and Rehab. And maybe it's time to put that new countertop in your home. All sizes, all selections. How do you find out more? Call Tim or Juanita at 318-652-1215 or go to broadlines.org. Broadline Services, ready to serve you.
My name is Leah Thompson, a Northwestern State University student majoring in biology. With cutting-edge labs, dedicated faculty, and hands-on experience, NSU prepares you for a successful career in the health, environmental, and scientific fields. Whether you're aiming to become a biologist, scientist, or preparing for a professional field of study such as medicine, NSU offers the education and support you need to thrive in your future career. Visit nsu.la/explore.
We love George Strait for more than his music. After 56 number one singles, George is still a family man and a real cowboy. That's why we love him, and that's why he wears nothing but Wrangler. The George Strait Cowboy Cut Collection by Wrangler has a huge selection of styles a cowboy can be comfortable wearing anywhere. So head to Nichols in Manny, Leesville, Coushatta, or Winfield, and try the George Strait Cowboy Cut Collection by Wrangler. Long live cowboys.
Broadline Services, located across from Sabine Retirement and Rehab in Manny, has everything you need. If it goes in a house, they have it. From flooring to countertops, open Monday through Friday. From small jobs to large jobs, they can help bring your dreams to life. Go see Tim or Juanita for all your flooring needs, including ceramic tile, porcelain, carpet, or wood floors. They also custom build showers, and remodels are available. No matter what the need, Broadline Services is here to help. 318-652-1215. They're also an authorized Speed Queen dealer.
At Quality Wood Furniture, you'll find solid American-made wood pieces. Choose from many timeless and functional styles of dining, bedrooms, office, and outdoor furniture in a variety of unfinished and finished options. Quality Wood Furniture has something for every room and a friendly, knowledgeable staff that's ready to assist you. With an on-site finisher and a custom builder available, we'll help you get the perfect look for your new furniture. You'll enjoy the strength and durability of real solid wood furniture for years to come. Visit our showroom today, Quality Wood Furniture in Leesville.
Hello, my name is Dr. LeBlanc from LeBlanc Eye Center in Leesville, Louisiana, across the street from Bird Hospital. Are you tired of choosing which lens is clear, one or two? Are you tired of being rushed into deciding if you're sure or not? Have you experienced this before? At LeBlanc Eye Center, there is no stress, no frustration, just accuracy. Now we have instruments from NASA that will give you a prescription almost perfect before we even ask you any questions. No more 102. Please come see me at LeBlanc Eye Center for a very pleasurable experience at the eye doctor. Please call 337-239-2321.
Hey, if you've been thinking about upgrading, maybe getting you a pistol, rifle, shotgun, exchange the one you got, Nichols is the headquarters to do that. Winfield, Leesville, Coushatta, and Manny, they can take care of it for you. Stop by today. Board of Regents meeting last week, the president of Northwest was there. What was your thoughts, and how did it come out?
Well, it came out very, very well. By the way, they have some new members on the board. Of course, Governor Landry has the authority to appoint new members. He has appointed new members to the UL System Board as well as the Board of Regents. Myself and I took my provost and my chief of staff with me. I said, we need to go down and monitor this Board of Regents meeting. Let me explain the authority of the Board of Regents, because I think it's important for our audience to know that the Board of Regents oversees the academic policy and budget recommendations and statewide planning for all public colleges and universities. Now, that's not just University of Louisiana system, the nine universities there. The Board of Regents is over LSU, the Board of Regents is over Southern, and the Board of Regents is over all of the University of Louisiana system. So it's very important to keep in touch with them. There are things that have to be approved by them, and we want to make certain changes, and they monitor it and make sure that we are fiscally responsible and solid, and they want to make sure that we're doing the right thing. So they are very, very authoritative, and so we wanted to make sure that we touch base with them, let them know that we are there and we care about what they do. And we had a very, very good meeting. A couple of new faces on that board. We had Keith Myers from my home parish of St. Leger Parish. He was the head of Louisiana Healthcare. You might know him. Also, a phenomenally great orthopedic surgeon, Sam Shamia, from St. Tammany. He was a new board member. They have some real heavyweights there, and they do an excellent job. We want to let them know that, hey, we're here, and this is where we're going, and we want to make Northwestern better, and take a look at us and help us if you can.
I know that you're a basketball fan, and Northwestern's playing tonight, and what I see at Northwestern, I see a team that's really good at rebounding, good outside shooting, and pretty exciting to watch. Game time's at 6:30. What's your prediction for tonight?
Yeah, I'll be there. Coach Rick Cabrera and I, we're very close friends, and he's a fine man, and I know he's pulling his hair out because this basketball team, I'm talking about the men's team, they are 6-5 right now, and I think they'll be very competitive this evening. They're very competitive every night. The only problem is they play only one half, Ted. You got to win. You got to play two halves to win basketball games. Now, they can come out and smoke anybody for a half, but sometimes they just go in the tank for the other half. So you really have to play two halves to win. And I know it's driving Rick crazy, but he's got some good ball players there, and they work hard. They are capable of beating almost anybody anytime. They just need to be consistent and put it together. Now, the women are doing exceptionally well. They won two conference games last week. And I think that might put them up to around 7-4, and they are very competitive. So I'm very pleased with the basketball program there. I wanted them to be competitive. They are competitive, and everybody loves a winner, Ted. So you got to win.
When's this National Signing Day?
That's coming up. Let's see. Wednesday.
11:30 luncheon they're going to have at Mercy Beaucoup let the coach talk about the signings. I'm amazed at what a great job your football coach has done.
If people knew Blaine McCorkle and knew the person and knew what he has done, what he came into and what he's put together, it is absolutely phenomenal. The man is a very impressive person. He's a good religious man. He's an authoritarian. He's a disciplinarian. He has cleaned house, and he's got those players playing. It's hard to start a football program in college, okay? When you have what happened at Northwestern and you lose 35 players and you're out there playing with freshmen against seniors, 18 years old against 21-year-olds, this man has done a phenomenal job. Wednesday is National Signing Day, as you said. And we're going to have a get-together at luncheon at Mercy Beaucoup on Church Street in Natchitoches, and that's going to be a big thing. We've got some real nice signees that we've signed. We've filled some many of the gaps that we had, especially on the offensive line, defensive line. We picked up super quarterback out of Shreveport, and I think you're going to see a turnaround there. You just got to give Coach McCorkle a little bit of time. Rome wasn't built in a day, and he's building a great program as opposed to some of these other colleges and universities that are just going out there and buying players in a portal who have no affiliation whatsoever with the university, which galls me to no end. Because we want our football players and our baseball players and all of our athletes to have an affiliation with Northwestern. You don't just go out in the portal and buy somebody, spend a ton of money, which we wouldn't have anyway to do that, and then they come here for a year, they play ball, and then they leave. I mean, there's no retention. There's no real affiliation. It's like playing a travel ball club. So Coach McCorkle is totally against that, and he's building people that love Northwestern, that are part of Northwestern, and I admire him for that.
When we come back, we're going to talk about the Doug Ireland Scholarship Ceremony and also Mike McCarthy Court dedication coming up. And by the way, it's not too late to get those tickets for the Mike McCarthy Day. It's going to be a fantastic event. We're going to have both men and women's basketball. Going to have the court naming. Got lots of things to give away. Lots of promotions going on. Go to the NSU website. Get your tickets today. For the Mike McCarthy, that's February the 15th.
AGS Auto Glass Specialists, located at 2017 South 5th Street, want to remind you to bring in chipped, cracked, or shattered windshields to them so they can bring it back to clarity with fast, friendly service. Call 337-238-1821. AGS Auto Glass Specialists offer windshields, mirrors, furniture tops, power windows, front window shields, mobile services, plexiglass, and Lexan repair. That's AGS Auto Glass Specialists, your hometown automotive glass specialist with over 50 years experience.
Looking for new flooring? Head to Jay's Carpet One Floor and Home in DeRidder. We are part of the largest floor covering buying group in North America. You'll always get a good deal at Jay's. We are locally owned and dedicated to our community. Our flooring experts can help you select from thousands of styles, and we also offer window treatments. Come see us at Jay's Carpet One Floor and Home in DeRidder, 1515 North Pine Street, 337-463-7464.
We invite you to come down to Natchitoches Wood Preserving off of Highway 1 South. We've been in business for 50 years, and we've been providing Natchitoches and surrounding areas with trailer boards up to 24 feet, poles and timbers up to 40 feet, and vinyl seawalls as well as composite decking. All of our lumber is treated for water use, and every visit you make, you'll deal with the direct owners of the company. We appreciate you, and we love the city of Natchitoches.
Hello, Senator Bill Cassidy here. If you're having problems with the VA, I want to help you. Maybe a disability claim, you're having trouble getting someone from the VA on the phone to schedule an appointment. My office will make sure that the VA gets on your case. Veterans answered the call to service, they finished their service, and they deserve the best we can provide. If you ever need help, call 225-929-7711, 225-929-7711, or go online and see cassidy.senate.gov. In D.C., I'm standing up for veterans and service members by raising military pay, supporting Gold Star spouses, making sure the VA works for you. Here at home, my staff and I help those veterans who experience those problems. Again, call 225-929-7711 or cassidy.senate.gov. It's my privilege to serve you.
By the way, Dr. Cassidy will be with us a week from Thursday for his regular monthly program. Want to talk to you about getting your eye exam taken care of. Louisiana Eye and Laser Center always has time for you. Easy to set up an appointment. 15 locations, Leesville, Winfield, Natchitoches, Alexandria. 318-487-2020 or go to laeyeandlaser.com. Routine eye exams, the most complicated surgeries. Our guest today is the president of Northwestern State University and Doug Ireland, who is sports information director at Northwestern for many, many years. And now back with Northwestern, $100,000 scholarship set up in his name. Judge, talk to me about that.
Well, one of the first things I had to do when I came to Northwestern was to take inventory and take a look at the staff and see what we could do to make it better. And there were two people that were on the radar screen. One was Doug Allen, and the other was Mike McConathy. And these two people have been so important to our team effort in making Northwestern better. Doug Allen, it's way past time to give him his just due. My former doubles partner in tennis at Northwestern, Robert Skeeter Saleem, has set up a $100,000 endowment scholarship on behalf of Doug Allen, and I think that is so necessary. I think and so appropriate. I'm just excited. February 15th. I mean, if you got time, you got to come to Northwestern because we're going to honor some great people there with Doug Allen and Mike McConathy. I just can't say it. I can't say it any better than that. I work with Doug. He helps me with the athletic update every day. I see him at all the games. He's a bastion of knowledge. I mean, and his memory is pretty doggone good for as old as he is.
You know, I understand ticket sales are going really well for the Mike McConathy Day, but it's not too late to get them. Go online and get your tickets at Northwestern, or you can get them at the door. Special pricing, they're making a lot of great opportunities for folks for the Mike McConathy get-together.
You know, Mike McConathy is the winningest coach in the state of Louisiana. You know, you think of the Dale Browns and Ken Mulkeys and all of these, and they're great coaches, don't get me wrong. But Mike McConathy is by far the winningest coach in the state of Louisiana, and he's done a phenomenal job. And to have this gentleman, not only with his past, but what he has done for us in the 6 months that I have been there, he and Doug Allen, they have really helped us put Northwestern back on the map again. Doug and Mike, they're just phenomenal recruiters. I mean, Doug, Mike knows everybody in a probably a 10 or 15 parish area, and he, everybody knows him and likes him. He's just a great asset to Northwestern. I'm so excited for February 15th.
Let me tell you a great story. Mike McConthy had a really good basketball player, and he graduated, and well, he didn't graduate. It was past time, and he didn't get his degree. Mike stayed visiting with him for 2 years. Till he finally went back, got his degree, got a great job. That's the Mike McCarthy. We got just a couple of minutes left. You mentioned Skeeter Saleem. I've never met the guy, don't know him, but I hear a lot about him. And sometimes we forget about the people who really put Northwestern first. And Skeeter, to my knowledge, has always been a big Northwestern fan, and he proves it every day with his support and, most important, his pocketbook. Talk to me about Skeeter.
I've been knowing Skeeter for over 50 years. This little kid came to watch us play practice tennis when he was a junior in high school. I was a freshman. I met him then. He came to Northwestern. We played doubles together. He's a heck of a competitor. He loves Northwestern like nobody else. When you have a friend like Skeeter Saleem, you'll never have a better friend. He is obsessed with making Northwestern better. He loves Natchitoches. His kids grew up here. His son played baseball at Northwestern. Skeeter is obsessed with making Northwestern better. He is so generous. He's done very well as an attorney, and he's just a great guy. And I'm going to have to bring him over to meet you. You've never met anybody like Skeeter Saleem. He's something else, and he is Mr. Northwestern as far as I'm concerned, because I've just never seen anybody do any more for a university like he has. This scholarship he gave for Doug Allen is just one of four or five that he's given for other players, other people like Jack Britton and other fine people from Natchitoches, Louisiana, Richard Ware. The list goes on and on and on, and Skeeter's just a great guy. I can't believe you haven't met him, Ted.
I don't get out a lot. But I'll tell you what, there's another Skeeter Saleem out there somewhere that probably doesn't know it yet, but if you're alumni or supporter of Northwestern and you want to be a part of the team to make Northwestern great again, join up and think about a contribution. Think about helping out. Judge, we're out of time. You're going to give me a prediction for tonight's basketball game.
Oh, we're going to win.
I'm going to give you Northwestern by 12 points.
Yeah, I don't know what happened in the last game that they played, because they should have won that game. I looked at the score and I said, this has got to be a mistake. These guys are hungry. They're going to come out, and they're going to come out smoking tonight, and I think we're going to take home a victory.
I got to ask a question. I'm from Arkansas, and I'm a tremendous Razorback fan, and Arkansas's had a tough year basketball-wise. Got a great coach, got a great team, but they're young. They played Kentucky Saturday night at Kentucky, former home of the coach. Did you see that game?
Yes, I saw it. It was electronic. I mean, you could feel the atmosphere was there when John Calipari was walking across the place that he had spent so many years of his life there. I mean, yeah, it was electric.
If Calipari does not win another game this year, it's been a great season.
Yeah, absolutely. And he's going to be back. You're not going to keep him down. He's going to be a competitor. He's going to make Northwestern a winner. Again, you just got to give people time. You can't turn a program around in 6 months. He's planting his seed. That seed, that plant's going to germinate. He's going to provide success for Arkansas.
Hey, thanks for visiting with us this morning.
Okay, take care, Ted. Bye-bye.
Her words. touch touched me like a well-known memory of how we used to walk hand in hand. I pray